Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
There was an incident. There was an incident with the truck. You know, I don't appreciate some of this humor. You know,
I don't appreciate it.
I mean, and you should have seen him. We're going to talk about him today. He's listening.
That's a beautiful truck, man.
And he's driving my truck. I mean, if you've been in the vehicle, I mean, you've been.
Well,
in the
I can fit in it. I mean, I can.
Oh yeah, but he's driving. Greg driving. Talking about Greg driving.
Right.
I mean, you know how the roads have those little reflectors, you know, normally to warn you, you know, when you're on the edge.
Like you're crossing the line.
Yeah, you know, to awaken you if you fall asleep. You know, there's a thunderous sensation underneath the car.
vibrating. Yeah, right.
You feel like you're going to fall out the car maybe, right? None of those warnings helped them.
None of those warnings
indicated that there was danger. And I thought maybe the huge 4-foot-tall barrel orange with the blinking light would be an indication not to get close.
Oh, one of those. Oh, my goodness. Those are huge.
And he's like, whoosh. The cone flies 10 feet in the air.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Are we going to get arrested here? What is happening? My truck.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was like flaming orange on one side. Just, nice. You know, but that,
yeah, you needed some color to it.
You know, that truck has, you think cats have 9 lives. Chris knows how many lives that truck has.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking about that. The time you were coming to the house and you drove it to the...
I think his knees were blocking vision. That's probably what it was. He just couldn't see past his knees.
Did you hear what happened to that truck that day? Sad.
That day?
Well...
Is that the same day you wrecked it?
No. Chris was talking about the day Chris was talking about.
Oh, I missed that. Sorry.
on my way to help a brother. Mm-hmm. On my way to help a brother. Sad.
What happened?
Sad.
What?
Well, he was on the way to the house to help me out because I was painting the house, and he was on his way there, and he was coming around that embankment, and drove into the
that one on New Warrington.
Yes.
That one. The turn of death.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
We've known
that's a treacherous turn.
It is. Yeah. All right. Actually, remember mom flipped her truck on that same one, and he drove into the railing of the bridge.
Oh, that's right. Someone flipped the truck on that too.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
Your mom was in that truck.
That's right. Yeah. She flipped it right into the median.
Oh my gosh. That's right. That's it.
So that's where you wrecked your truck, right there.
Yeah, it was raining, and I spun out, and I hit the side of that rail on my way to see Chris. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no.
To go help him paint.
To help him paint.
And he still showed up.
He still went.
I told him to go.
Bless your heart.
I was going to go.
He loves me.
I can't forget
about how God sold that truck.
Oh, my goodness.
That was amazing. Yes.
That was amazing.
Totally amazing.
I mean, it had a busted right eye. I mean,
you never did get it fixed.
It was like something like $1,800 just to fix that one side. It was banked up so bad.
Never mind.
So I'm thinking, well, I think I'll have to drive it like this for a little while. There's a lesson learned in this, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
But even with all of that smashing, you know, it was an obedience thing. Long story real short, I was supposed to stay at this I was going to get new employment. I was giving my full 2 weeks notice. Situation that wasn't really good, but just honoring God, trying to do the right thing, you know.
Right.
And you normally park the truck on the side of the business, but since I was leaving, you know, I just started parking it in the front,
right,
and not in special parking type of thing. And long story short, somebody wanted to buy this truck. I might have shared this before. Just that morning, I told my wife this. You know, we're gonna have a child. This is like, gosh, almost 13 years ago. So we're gonna have a baby. We need to get rid of this truck. We need to get another car, and just agree with me. They're gonna pray it. I sell it. Mm-hmm. Long story short, God sends 5 Mexicans from Mexico, literally Mexico City.
That's right.
In a huge Suburban, and there's a whole long story with this. But the end of it, the miracle was that same exact day that we agreed in prayer.
Oh, wow.
God sold that truck and gave me really excellent money for it. I mean, I went to the bank and everything and just trusted God. I said, this is what they said it's worth, man. And he said, stick out your hand. And I counted up the $100 bills and put it in my hand.
Wow.
The next vehicle I got was through a tremendous blessing, too. It was the van, and I sold that. I sold that van 4 or 5 years later.
Yeah, like I'm knocking on your door, right?
So another Mexican guy.
Same guys?
Greg's like, oh, you're called Mexico.
You're called Mexico.
I was actually praying at that time, too. There's a connection here, praying and, you know, blessing.
I was praying.
I just finished abiding. I was on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
I was praying. Someone knocks on the door. And the van was in the driveway.
That's right.
And I had told Teresa earlier, see about getting rid of this thing. Just, you know,
just
I don't want it no more. Just see if you can give it to somebody or whatever. And and he comes by and says, you want to sell that van? I'm thinking, you got to be kidding me. I told him, I looked him. This is my second time around. I looked him straight in the eye. Says, I don't know if you believe in miracles. I said, but you are right now in the middle of this miracle. And you're
going to
buy
it.
This van.
That's right.
You know? And so, and he's like, how are you so convinced I'm going to buy it? He doesn't know that I would have gave him the van. You know what I'm saying? I said,
you're going to
buy this van today.
That's
and
right.
I said, just give me a price. And he gave me a price. I said, here you go. It's sold. Here's the keys.
Wow.
And just God, you know.
That's but good.
God will bless you. You know, God will bless you. All these blessings, all these things, God will take care of you. You know, I've never seen the Lord not take care of his people. And it's just so beautiful when God does it like that.
I know.
You know, it's just so beautiful.
Sweet.
You'll never forget it. You'll never forget
it's imprinted
it.
Imprinted forever.
If you're struggling today in your finances and you know, let me tell you something. Honor the Lord. Do what's right. And God will bless you. He has a desire to bless you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.